right, so it's that time of the week where we shine the spotlight on a local organisation doing good work in the community. And this morning we're very much sticking with our Father's Day theme, finding out more about Father a Nation, an NGO set up by Craig Wilkinson and which has as its mission to restore, equip and mobilise men to be fathers, mentors and nation builders. Craig says that by failing to father our children, South Africa has been growing an army of dangerous men, and that Father a Nation has a crucial role to play in breaking the cycle of wounded men raising wounded boys who in turn become wounded men. Craig, a very good morning to you. Happy Father's Day and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Listen, give us a little bit of background, if you will, of the organisation. You started out, what, in 2010?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, we were doing a lot of work with in communities around South Africa, mainly in the area of economic development, and just began to realise just the huge impact that a lack of fathers was having on our nation. I mean, latest statistics say up to 60% of South African children are growing up without a father. And the link and the correlation between fatherlessness and pretty much every social ill, you know, for girls and boys, early teenage pregnancy, school dropouts, drug abuse, rape, all of these things is just undeniable. So we started Father a Nation to say, well, let's work with men around South Africa. Let's restore, heal, equip, inspire, network, grow fathers, mentors, role models. And that's how we started out.
Let's talk about what we know about the impact on men specifically, or boys who grow up without a father.
Yes. Well, the primary role model of every child is their same and the parents. So a boy will look to his father to model to him what it would be a man. But all tremendous amount of beautiful human qualities. But in terms of what it means to be a man, he looks to his father or to older men. And it doesn't have to be the biological father, although ideally it is. He can look to an uncle, a grandfather, an older brother. But a man, you know, I like to use the example of a car, you know. A car is a beautiful thing, but it's also a dangerous thing. We use a car every single day to get from A to B, but also tens of thousands of people are killed every year by cars being driven badly. And masculinity is very much the same. It's a beautiful, powerful gift to humanity, but it can also be dangerous. But it needs someone who's driven a car, who's driven masculinity, knows what it means, the rules of the road, when to stop, when to go, what speed. So a young boy looks to an older man who knows how to drive masculinity in a powerfully good way to teach him how to be a man. And so boys growing up without a father, without role models teaching him masculinity, often get distorted views of what it means to be a man and become dangerous men instead of good men.
This is fascinating for me, and I love that you're talking about it's essentially in masculinity in the right hands is superb. In the wrong hands, and I'm using the term wrong advisedly, damaged, wounded hands, it can become very, very dangerous. Do you think that masculinity as a word, as a concept, has become demonized almost? We talk about these days we talk about toxic masculinity. Very rarely do we ever hear about positive masculinity, and it's almost that just masculinity in and of itself has been it is now considered a bad thing, whereas actually that's not the case at all. And I love how you've said that, you know, in the right hands, masculinity can be this beautiful, powerful this beautiful, powerful thing.
100%. It is. You think of historically, you know, men have gone to, you know, men have stood up and fought against evils and fought for their families and stood, and they've done tough, dangerous jobs. You know, I mean, masculinity used well is a tremendous gift to the world. But when it's distorted and when it bows to the wrong rules and the wrong concepts of what masculinity is, it's dangerous and wrong. And so, you know, it's like cancer. Of course, there has been tremendous abuse by men, but that's a cancer. That's not true masculinity. That's a distortion. It's an aberration. And the way to heal a cancer is not to apply chemotherapy to the entire masculinity, because what that does, you know, when a person has cancer, tragically, and I don't want to talk lightly of it, what happens is medical science is not that great at just focusing on the cancer. It applies chemotherapy to the entire body. And what happens is the entire body starts to fall apart. Hair falls out, people get weak. And we're doing the same with masculinity. And then the way, the cure for toxic masculinity is positive masculinity, yeah. is healthy masculinity. Because healthy masculinity doesn't tolerate negative masculinity. As a healthy, whole, good man, I love, I serve, I honor, I protect. I'm dangerous as a man, and I need to be dangerous, but never to women, never to children, never to my fellow brothers, never to the society. I'm dangerous to whatever threatens them. And that's what healthy blood cells do. They're dangerous to the cancer. And the more we grow and affirm and validate healthy, positive, good masculinity, the less we're going to see toxic masculinity, because the solution to toxic masculinity is healthy masculinity. And we need to grow that and validate that and celebrate that. You know, I speak to a lot of boys and men, and I say to high school boys, in your DNA, in your veins, is a rich heritage of heroism. And I tell you, these boys come alive. But I say to them, I said, if you had to, could you tweet boldly, "I'm so proud to be a man"? And most of them, you know, shy back and said, "No, I couldn't do that." And it's because of what you're saying. You know, we've lost the ability to be proud of being a man because man has been demonized. And we have to change that and rise up as good men and raise up other good men and network good men and say, let's celebrate good masculinity because that is good for society.
When you see, Craig, when you see things like hashtag men are trash, what are your thoughts on that? Because I have some quite strong feelings on that. But now what you're saying is, which I love, is making me think hard about that. What are your thoughts on hashtags like that?
Well, firstly, I understand exactly where they're coming from. They're coming from women who've been abused by men, and which is an aberration and it's wrong. But the problem with it is that it makes it worse. If you think about a young boy growing up and he wants to know what it means to be a man, and he sees a hashtag, men are trash, and he says, well, I'm a man, maybe I'm trash. He grows up with doubt and with unbelief, and he grows up, he's likely to become trash or become passive.
Mm.
If you think of a man who is trashy, who is an abuser, and he sees that, it's not going to change his ways. It's probably going to make him fight even harder. So I think it's, you know, the purpose of those hashtags is to fix men, fix bad men.
Yeah.
But I don't think it works. I think we need to call out the champion in good men, and those men in turn will squash the bad masculinity. The reason I don't like those hashtags is because I think they're counterproductive. I think they actually cause more harm than good. I don't think they produce the results we're looking for. And the results we're looking for is an elimination of gender-based violence. That's what we're wanting to do.
Is there an army big enough to champion the cause of positive masculinity? Because we know that there's already an army, as you say, you know, we are growing an army of dangerous men. Is there an army big enough currently? Are there enough well, healthy, healed men in South Africa to do the work that needs to be done to change the sort of trajectory of what the future looks like in terms of our young men?
You know, that's a very hard question to say yes or no. I think tragically, potentially yes. If we do it right. I think we need messaging. You know, I talk about the fact that no boy is born bad. No one comes out of his mother's womb as a misogynist or an abuser.
Yeah.
Something goes wrong on his journey to manhood. And the single biggest issue we have is fatherlessness. We need to fix that. And that's why we've got to celebrate and encourage and inspire and grow fathers. And sadly, we have a society which doesn't reward fathers. You know, not at all. The courts haven't historically. There's been a lot of alienation of fathers. We're living in a country where 75% of our youth are unemployed. Now, I mean, that's tragic for men. Men who want to support and look after their families, and they just can't get a job. So there's a fight. But having said that, on the positive side, wherever I go through, and we've got a presence throughout South Africa with Father Nation, I find wonderful men. Men of all statures, all backgrounds, all socioeconomic backgrounds, men who are construction workers, men who are unemployed, men who are CEOs and everything, you know.
We are struggling. We're struggling with the line there, Craig. Hopefully, we will try and get Craig back in just a second. But I would love for you to join the conversation. If you, what are your thoughts on fatherlessness, on the connection between gender-based violence and fatherlessness? Do share your thoughts with me. 021-446-0567. We go back to our conversation with Craig Wilkinson, who is the founder of the NGO Father a Nation. Craig says that by failing to father our children, South Africa has been growing an army of dangerous men, and the key lies not in focusing on toxic masculinity, but in promoting positive masculinity. Craig, you're back with us, which is great. Just tell us a little bit about the programs that you run, a couple that I'm particularly interested in, the Surrogate Father Program and the School and College Man Talks.
Right. We run a variety of programs for different ages of men, and we put together a couple of free online courses. One is called the Six Pack of Masculine Virtues or Champion Virtues, which is really just sharing with men what it means to be men. What are the virtues of a good man? And that's available free as an online course with a few videos, etc., on our website. We also have a free course for gender-based violence called No Excuse for Abuse. And that focuses on why men abuse. There's not an excuse for abuse, but why do it, and what are the actions they need to take. So we have teams of mentors around the country who do run events in communities, who run workshops at colleges. We do talks at schools. So a variety of things that we do to try and impact men.
How much of what you set out to achieve in 2010 have you been able to realize, Craig, and where to from here?
Well, I mean, funding is always an issue within a non-profit organization. So the goal is to build a very large army of men, some of who we would are on our payroll and some of whom are volunteers, but just to build this network. And we're on the way. I mean, our goal is 1 million men by the end of 2022, and we're slowly gaining momentum in that. You know, men who have access to information about authentic masculinity and who stood up and said, not on my watch, I'm going to be a good man. So we're on the way, but a long way to go.
How can people support you? What's the best way that people can get in touch with you and the organisation, Craig?
Well, welcome to email me at craig@fatheranation.co.za, craig@fatheranation.co.za. Our website is a wealth of information, and they can access people can access those free courses as well on gender-based violence also and on authentic masculinity. So yes, that would be great.
Yeah, fantastic. So much food for thought, Craig. You've definitely given me a different perspective around a certain thing, which I like. I like to be challenged. Craig, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show once again. Happy Father's Day to you. And hopefully we can catch up again to find out what Father a Nation is up to in a few months' time. Lovely to have you with us.